Hello and welcome to Stressed to Mindfully Blessed, a podcast series from Mindfully Blessed Successful Living. You know, as humans, we tend to be our own worst enemy. We are often very critical of ourselves. Being overly critical of yourself is not good for your ultimate health and well-being. Managing your self-talk can help you overcome your natural tendency to criticize yourself, which can impede the healing process. If you really stopped to think about it, you might be shocked at how much time you spend being overly critical. As you already know, the human body cannot heal in a continual state of fear or in a constant state of fight or flight. Working with blessisms and practicing mindfulness and meditation can help you get out of the fear and into a state of calmness, which is much more conducive to healing. I'm Leslie Riopel from mindfullyblessed.com, and I'm so glad you joined us today. We're continuing the Magnificent You series and 4 weeks to your ultimate health and well-being with episode 3, The Continuing Journey to Love, Bless, and Honor the Body. In this session, we're looking at some simple ways to change that self-talk that can be so destructive as we continue the journey to love, bless, and honor the body. As part of this session, we'll also be working with a few of the mindful blessisms. The blessism for the immune system, the blessism for the journey of healing, the blessism for kindness, the blessism for loving the body, the blessism for miracles, the blessism for new instructions, and the blessism for optimism. As you probably already know, your thoughts become things. You reap what you sow. In other words, your words matter. Your thoughts matter. You matter. The law of attraction states that whatever you focus on is drawn to you. So if you focus on positive thoughts, you draw in positive things and positive situations. If you focus on negative things, the opposite happens. Today we're talking about negative self-talk and those ways we talk to ourselves. Negative self-talk can actually intensify your stress. Every day you have the choice to either be kind to yourself or cruel to yourself. Many of us use words and language we would never use in talking to others. We beat ourselves up mentally and berate ourselves when we mess up. We might even tell ourselves that we are useless. We do this because we often see ourselves through a distorted lens. The more negatively we speak to ourselves, the more we believe it. The way we talk to ourselves directs our life. It's as simple as that. Some of this self-talk is automatic and some is intentional. Offering yourself a little dose of kindness and taking that time to honor yourself instead of belittling yourself can completely change your focus. Let's get into the mindfulness session now. Make sure you're relaxed and comfortable and somewhere where you won't be disturbed. You may choose to close your eyes, settle into a position of ease, take a nice deep breath in, and slowly exhale. Gently lift your shoulders up towards your ears, and then drop them back down. Notice how good that feels. Allow your shoulders to rest comfortably on your body. Then move your head gently to the right. And then to the left. To ease out any stress or tension. Now gently roll your head around. And then rolling it the other way. Easing out any remaining tension. Notice how relaxed you already feel. Take a moment to just be present. Bring your awareness back to the breath. Taking a few deep breaths to settle into the body. Breathing in. Slowly exhaling. Let your body relax. Feel the flow of your breath gently moving through you. Relax your breath. Let your breath soften you. Take a moment to follow your breath as it moves in and out of your body. Notice how each breath is a little bit different. Allow the breath to flow naturally in and out. Observe each inhale and each exhale in its completion, focusing solely on the breath. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to the focus on the breath, observing each inhale and exhale. If any thoughts arise, try and notice them without judging them. And without reacting to them. Just be aware of whatever surfaces, watching your thoughts come and go. Notice if your thoughts are negative or positive. Again, not judging, just observing. Notice if you sense any frustration or impatience. If any negative thoughts arise, notice how they make you feel. If positive thoughts arise, notice how those make you feel. Congratulate yourself for taking this time today to sit and be present. Each time you notice thoughts that are harsh or judgmental, see if you can treat them like passing events that simply come and go. Notice your thoughts passing like clouds moving gently through the sky, watching them float in and gently pushing them away. Very nice. Now let's take a moment to repeat some mindful blessisms. You may either simply listen to these, or you may repeat them along with me. I bless and honor my body's ability to hold an open space for healing today. May this doorway always remain open. I bless and am extraordinarily grateful for the millions of intricate connections in my beautiful body. I bless my immune system for its ability to fight off disease. I bless all my organs for everything they do to keep me healthy, happy, and healed. I bless my body and my vibrant health. I bless this healing journey. I know I deserve a healthy, healed body. And I deserve to live free of worry and free of disease. I'm ready to nurture my body with love and kindness. I know I am worthy of everything that is good, positive, and healthy. I bless my body with love. I bless my ability to let go of the need to be perfect. I commit to loving myself and my body more every day. I am so grateful for my good health and excited at all these changes we're starting to make. I am truly blessed, deeply loved, and divinely equipped. I am honored to be a part of this healing journey. Any amount of healing is possible today. I am so grateful. Thank you for my happy, healthy, healed body. I bless this connection and am honored for this connection. Nothing is too big for us. I bless my body and my body's innate ability to receive new instructions for my health, happiness, and healing. I bless this innate connection and the higher consciousness and considerations being brought forth. I bless this process of healing. Today, I am giving the cells in my body new instructions aligned with the greatest level of healing possible. I am healing the world with positive intentions. This is my new journey. I am connected to everyone and everything. Every thought is important. Every thought counts. From now on, I focus only on positive, loving, healing thoughts. I tune everything else out. I am so grateful for my healthy body. I'm so grateful for each wonderful breath and for my ability to heal. I can feel this healing energy flowing through me. I love, appreciate, and bless all parts of my amazing body. Thank you. I love you. Now take a moment to reflect on those statements and notice how they make you feel. What if you woke up every day and made a conscious choice to be kinder to yourself? How would your life change? Practicing mindfulness allows us to see how stress creates distorted thinking. Our negative self-talk becomes habitual. In order to change your life, you need to change how you speak to yourself. You need to shower yourself with love and kindness as much as possible. So as you move through the day, try this practice of observing your self-talk and noticing when your thoughts seem negative or positive. If you notice negative thoughts, simply retrain yourself to view those thoughts as passing events. Just practice letting them come and go. Just because you have a negative thought doesn't mean that thought is true. And now take one more nice deep breath. Feel your feet where they touch the ground. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome back. Engaging in a daily meditation, prayer, or mindfulness practice is a wonderful way to care for the body temple and step into a higher vibratory field of awareness. Blessisms are a powerful practice that can help keep you centered and focused on your healing journey throughout your week. This podcast series is dedicated to helping you harness the potential of stress and transform your greatest struggles and pain into your greatest blessings and joy. Join us on a journey of healing and transformation to improve mental health and well-being with mindful blessings, aka Blessisms, successful living skills, and positive psychology, sponsored by mindfullyblessed.com and our nonprofit partner, planetblessed.org. Tap into your capacity to create, to overcome, to endure, to transform, to love, and be greater than your suffering with our daily blessisms and inspirational messages. We invite you to follow our 3-month program of healing and transformation by subscribing to our podcast. Learn more about Mindful Blessisms on our website, mindfullyblessed.com, and our Mindfully Blessed YouTube channel that has a brief video introducing Mindful Blessisms for your ultimate health and well-being, or on our Instagram Mindfully Blessed page. To receive a daily blessism or earthism, please subscribe to our free newsletter or visit our website at mindfullyblessed.com. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode. Join us in the next episode where we will be taking that quantum leap and trusting the process and opening up and being more aware of the body's energy. We'll see you then.